Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell. Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
You've known him for many years, and we got together at the last Truth About Cancer, and now we find out our friends Ty and Charlene Bollinger have been banned from Twitter. My goodness, find out who you can't criticize on the town square, and then you know who's in charge or what's going on that they really value. And right now, if you talk COVID-19 in a way not approved by them, as it relates to vaccinations, freedom, or 5G, for instance, that's a danger point. But we're not afraid to talk about these things, and we're going to talk about them with our good friend David Avocado Wolf. Avocado, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you for having me back, and I'm excited to be speaking to you. I was in the garden this morning, then off to a rock quarry to get rock dust for the garden, which mm-hmm. we can get into. Minerals are important.
Yes.
And then got back home and just tore it up on the computer. There's been a lot of action today, a lot of things going on.
Dude, and you know, all I want to do is talk gardening with you. I was there, you know, and I thought, oh, man, I can't do the show today. No internet. I'm staying in the garden. But it came up 5 minutes before showtime, so here we are. So we'll relate all of those things to the folks as well. And I remember gathering rock dust back in Georgia. We were near a lot of granite quarries because of Stone Mountain, and we utilized that in the garden way back when. So I've got to do that. Been doing adding some amendments and things. I'm not into the pelletized nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium like they've done since World War II ended. They had to go, well, we're not making as many bombs. Let's put it in the yard, right?
And well said.
So,
good point.
Yeah. And I watched that. I was at a Squall Mart not wearing a mask the other day, and some lady was saying, what do I put on my grass? I'm like, I don't even get me started. She was wearing a mask. I had to walk away. Just be nice. I had to walk away.
We call it mall wart.
What? Mall wart? Oh.
Mall wart.
All right, there you go. I hadn't heard that. That's very interesting. So if y'all want to know where to go, we've got links in the show notes today. DavidWolf.com is the website that you can get there. We'll talk to you about discounts, support, coupons, so to speak, from the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thanks to Avocado here, what you can get as we talk about these things. But I love talking gardening anytime. But we do need to update on, what's the latest perceptions versus reality. Perception becomes reality. From World Health Organization, United Nations, CDC, Fauci, our government, Birx, etc., all of these conflicts of interest that we've been uncovering here and talking about, including numbers that are just strange. They're going up, they're going down. We didn't count the flu. Now we're counting the flu again. How does it alter what? How do we make heads or tails of all of this stuff, Avocado?
Well, number one thing is that the numbers are not adding up, and we're all getting aware of that. So that's a big deal, is they've got to have these numbers in order to keep their whole charade going. We've got to have tens of thousands of people, but they also realize that they're stretched out. So the CDC, if you look closely at their website, one column has COVID-19. The other column right next to it has COVID-19 plus pneumonia plus influenza. So therefore they get to play around and go, well, it was really this, but we thought it was that, or they get to muddle with the numbers. And you know, that's why Bill Gates has on his desk, How to Lie with Statistics, that famous book. this is how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing that I was really onto this week that I thought was interesting is there's no way that someone like Bill Gates, a tech giant of that caliber, does not have an artificial intelligence working for him, or several of them. And to give you a little bit of a background on this, because what you hear is, oh, there's only DeepMind, that's the only artificial intelligence out there, or DeepMind 2 or whatever, those are the only ones. Absolutely ridiculous. I've had people very high up in in the sciences. I'm thinking of my friend Don Estes in Los Angeles. And his original idea for a product he was developing, he got from an artificial intelligence 20 years ago. 20 years ago. This has been going on. We're just, you know, it's like we know that. We've heard that before, like military stuff. 30 or 40 years after it's all perfected, then it comes out to the public. You know, like the drone technology, all of a sudden the public has access now.
Yeah.
But it was really perfected 30 years ago.
Yeah, so what is the AI doing in terms of benefiting Gates, the foundation, World Health Organization, vaccine constructs, and maybe even mandates? What is it doing to help them implement things like that?
It's working the algorithms to see how people are reacting to it. So it's taking in the feedback and going, the chances of you getting away with this are good. Chances of you trying to do this are bad. We need higher numbers in this column right here to make this thing work so we can push this thing out. This whole thing could be masterminded by a giant abacus, otherwise known as an algorithm machine, otherwise known as an artificial intelligence or AI. Mm-hmm. I think it is, actually. I think there's probably several of them at work, but Gates is definitely using one, no question about it.
So they can find out areas where they're lacking in success in terms of generating the response. We call this, in a mild way, if you will, social engineering. But it's if that doesn't sound sinister, I don't know what we got to really call it. But it is basically guiding humanity off of a cliff to reduce population artificially. Not in any way to even give an opportunity to say, hey, how can we work with the population we have without just destroying everybody on purpose because we want to see less people? It's about a nefarious scheme to accelerate what some have argued. Well, maybe it's inevitable. I don't know the answer to that. I think there's a lot of more of abundance if we use the resources more wisely. But at the same time, there's an agenda that's clear. We've covered it over the years of people that are globalists. They have an idea of reduction of population by nefarious means, and I think vaccination plays a huge role in that, a slow kill, so to speak. It's not an instant, as we see pretend pandemics. I'm also going to be covering with Dr. David Cowan, I believe his name is. Oh, Tom Cowan. I'm sorry. You're Dave.
Yep.
Tom Cowan, next Monday, a physician who's all about the electrical grid scenario, tying it into the pandemics throughout recent history. And it's a fascinating discussion because it goes beyond viral causation claims, which we have disputed, but a lot of people are not there yet.
I love what Dr. Cowan's doing. And one of the things he has done very well is he's popularized Rudolf Steiner. I'm one of the leading Rudolf Steiner researchers in North America. I have read every Rudolf Steiner book. I read Steiner every single day. Mm-hmm. I think he was, you know, he was like probably the most important philosopher ever, or at least, in, you know, in our age, you know, the last 200 years or so. That's how important Rudolf Steiner is. And Dr. Cowan has brought him to the forefront. So I've been getting a lot of people coming at me who know I'm into Steiner and be like, what do you think of this? Now, I do want to say something that Dr. Cowan needs to say, and I want you to ask him about this,
okay. Which
is the number one problem of the electrification that's surrounding us at all times now and increasing with the 5G, and obviously it increased, you know, from the original radio waves to television to UHF to VHF to all the other stuff that came. The number one effect on that is it dumbs down the population. And that's even more profound of an effect than lowering immunity, mm-hmm. lowering the immune response, making the immune system.
Are you talking about a direct or indirect impact on brain function?
Yeah, it disturbs brain function. And the reason why we believe that Steiner is correct on that is because this is one of the things that tells us something about, you know, this whole agenda to say we're not from this earth, we're from somewhere else, this earth isn't part of us. But there's a real strong piece of evidence against that, which is the Earth's Schumann resonance are identical to our brain waves.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you have electrical signaling all around you, synchronizing you from the Earth.
Yeah.
It's desynchronizing you from the Earth's own electromagnetic fields and bringing these artificial ones in. Namely, you know, even if this wire is in this wall right behind me right here, mm-hmm. it's emitting an EMF field. Even though the wire is, I'm not touching it.
Yeah.
But it emits a field just being next to it, and it affects me, and it affects all of us. So we've all been affected by electricity in this way. But Steiner was basically saying that what electricity is it's concentrated light or it's downgraded light, mm-hmm. and eventually the electricity goes down into darkness, right? So mm-hmm. it's a halfway between light and darkness, but generally is a negative effect, mostly because of the intent behind it.
Sure. And, you know, we talk about electrification of the planet itself physically, moving into that wireless ability to transmit. Of course, Tesla knew of these potentials. He, I think, intended, as far as I know, to not use it for destructive purposes. But now we go to the satellite grid that covers every square inch of the planet, altering, as you talk about, a Schumann resonance, a resonance that's how would we say it? It supports life. It's life affirming as opposed to one that is destructive of that. And of course, you disconnect people from source, as I've said for many years. You have an ability to use fear much more efficiently to control them. And we have to develop, I think, technologies to respond. If we can't outright stop some of these technological, if I call them advancements loosely, I'm saying that because they're destructive, because they're without soul, they're without spirit, without an acknowledgement of divinity. And that's where it becomes dangerous. We have technology. You have talked about your cousin Shervin, good friend as well, promoting strategies like the key technology that has now been tested, double-blind placebo control. So we know that it has validity. If you generate a field in the presence of these other fields, you can be in that and not be impacted negatively. And that these are the things we must do. And innovation is one of the, you know, imagination, creativity. All of these things are gifts from God that we have to be able to outpace what we call the bad guys in producing their negative use of technology.
Well, I think a very important thing, and it settled my heart long ago looking at this. I've really been looking at it for about 20 years. Where the problem is, the solution comes with it. Mm-hmm. So there's never a problem without a solution. So that helps us to stabilize our anxiety. Because if we think, oh my God, this problem, then that problem, then this problem, and oh, there's so many problems, really they're always together. So whatever the problem is, 5G, there's going to be solutions, many of mm-hmm. them, and we just have to act on that solution. So that is the thing of our time, is we have to keep pace, as you're saying, mm-hmm. with the innovations that are usually bad,
right.
By then making correlations in our own life and going, oh, okay, now I got to do this to counteract that. But ultimately, what's interesting about that is that correlation, that change that you make, the investigation into what you have to do to protect yourself from whatever it is, mm-hmm. actually improves your life. Mm-hmm. It improves your life. So that's the thing about all of this. I mean, if we didn't have this oppression coming down on us, we can't grow. That's why spiritually there is evil. Basically, evil is parasitic. That's what Steiner said. I think he prayed on with that. And so that negative pressure is what we need to grow as a soul, because if there's no pressure on us, then why are we incarnated here? What do we need to be doing here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so from a higher perspective, it's all for our soul's good. But unfortunately, right in our lives right now, it can lead to a lot of direct tragedy.
Right. And well, the way I've described it in my personal growth, so to speak, is suffering was not just for the purpose of seeing me suffer. Oh, let's monkey around with little RSB and make him pained. And no, it helped me drive me to learn what I've learned in homeopathic medicine, natural medicine, going organic, all of these concepts, even reading Steiner stuff over the years and so much more, that if I wasn't uncomfortable, I might likely not have looked into any of this. It's like, oh, well, life was easy, right? And we've had, in many cases, an easy life. And I say it this way, like, how many of us growing up had to grow their own food? Probably nobody.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Right, you could just, it magically appears in the store, and it's been that way since I was a baby, you know. So it's a different kind of world, yet the whole history of recorded history, at least, on the planet, was never like that. It was only in recent times that that ever evolved, where there was this diversification of, you don't have to grow your own food, you don't have to care for yourself that way, you can do other stuff, which is cool, yeah, but at the same time, now we're coming back, I think there's a reminder, it's like, whoa, you've got to value life. And you got to understand what it takes to live and the work that goes into it. And, you know, we're not living in a cartoon reality, but some say we are. Sometimes some people say I'm a cartoon. But the idea of the suffering that I went through from a physical ailment perspective, it drove me to do what I do today. So I'm grateful in retrospect. And now I try to be grateful in real time, in present time, even if stuff doesn't go the way I'd like it to go, you know what? There's something going on here for my benefit. This is not just to annoy me.
That's well said. I mean, the worst thing that happens to us is often the best. That's how I like to say it and phrase it. The worst things that happen are the best things. But when we go through a tough time, as many people are going through right now, it actually is going to give us the vision of the future that we want and where we're going to go and where we're going to end up. So, you know, one of the things about evil is it really informs you about good. It informs you of what good is. And you start going, oh, okay, I get what good is now, and now we want more of it. And one of the things, too, is that you don't want to be hit with the stick. You'd rather get that carrot first. So as you get going and you realize, oh, I better keep moving here, I'm going to get hit with that stick, you're driven more from the passion of inquiry and mystery and exploration rather than from having to learn from bad mistakes, right? And that's what I think is a really important evolution of wisdom, you know, as you age and you on the earth for some period of time.
I think the shift is when you realize the suffering that I went through, right? I don't have to go through it again, okay, for one, because I made a decision, I've learned from it. It's like, you know what, I've been there, done that, not even interested, okay? But there's a point where you can realize that you're also given the freedom to learn from other people's suffering. They went through it. And it's like, this is where we can learn from people who are wise because of the years they went through really rough stuff, that we can take that in and change our consciousness so that we don't have to go through these, maybe some people call it karmic debts we may have, but there's a shift that suddenly that no longer resonates, that it's a needed experience. Yet at the same time, I learned within my family, like my sister, she had experiences she needed to go through, even though I was a couple of years older than her. I could, you don't need that. I've already been through that. And I tried to protect her from those things, well-meaning, well-intentioned, but it would always bounce back on me in a negative context because I was taking away the freedom that she had to learn those things that I thought, well, she doesn't need to because I already know it and she doesn't need that anymore.
Interesting. Well, you know, I think what's happening for all of us is we're starting to realize that the great moral compass of our great religions, the moral compass of our chivalric code is starting to come back. We're starting to see the wisdom in it so that when you start like young with the chivalric code, for example, which I was taught when I was young, It has a very deep and empowering effect on that person throughout the rest of their life, on that child, on that young man throughout the rest of their life. And so learning these moral codes early can avert us from troubles later on, or teenage troubles, or, you know, the toils and troubles of our civilization that really doesn't have many rites of passage. So we, you know, as kids, we would create our own rites of passage. And that, I think that's what a lot of gang violence is about. I think that's a lot about, you know, the trouble I got in when I was a kid for sure was about that. It was just no prefabricated rites of passage. So we had to fabricate our own. And that caused a lot of trouble. So that's, you know, this is part of the evolution of our civilization. And when we come out of all this, we're going to be a lot wiser. I got news for you, and I think you agree.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I always try to look on the bright side. I acknowledge my own failings, like this weekend. I was getting so aggravated with people, stupid people wearing masks to their own detriment, not based on any sound science or anything like that. But and there are people out there, they actually feel like, oh, it's not for me. I'm doing it for everyone else. I'm like, oh, he's self-satisfied in that regard. And it's like, I get you want to feel good about stuff, and I don't want to take that away from you, but you are being manipulated. Oh, but I don't feel I'm being manipulated or enslaved by being forced to wear a mask. I'm like, this is what I struggled with over the weekend.
Do you get this eyes wide shut kind of thing going on, that they're basically putting masks on everybody as part of some kind of initiatory process or some kind of, I mean, these people are up to no good. They're definitely involved in evil. They definitely know what they're doing. You know, When I think of Dr. Fauci and Burks and Gates, they know what's going on. Do you think that there's some kind of a connection with this mask wearing to the eyes wide shut ritual, pagan ritual stuff, or satanic ritual stuff? I get that there's a connection in some way.
I've called it out. Is it a Luciferian agenda? Just as I talk to any religious or spiritually minded folks, or, you know, heart-centered folks, and I say, look, where in any religious or spiritual teaching did they say you should look upon your fellow man, woman, or child or creation as a vector for disease, death, decay, destruction, infection?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
U.S.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin spoke on Fox News saying the jobless numbers in the U.S. are probably going to get worse before improvement.
You're going to have a very, very bad second quarter, and then I think you're going to see a bounce back from a low standpoint.
Mnuchin also said there's a bigger risk to the country in keeping businesses closed.
I don't think there's a considerable risk. Matter of fact, I think there's a considerable risk of not reopening. You're talking about permanent economic damage to the American public. We're going to reopen in a very thoughtful way that gets people back to work safely, that has them social distance.
Mnuchin spoke as many states begin to loosen their restrictions on businesses after extended shutdowns designed to slow the spread of the new coronavirus. Another 3.2 million U.S. workers applied for jobless benefits last week, bringing the total to 33.5 million. This is USA Radio News. Three members of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, including Dr. Anthony Fauci, placed themselves in quarantine after contact with someone who tested positive for COVID-19. Another stark reminder that not even the nation's most secure building is immune from the virus. Also quarantine are Dr. Robert Redfield, director of the Centers for Disease Control, and the Commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration, Stephen Hahn. Vice President Mike Pence's press secretary tested positive for the coronavirus earlier in the week, making her the second person who works at the White House complex known to test positive for the virus. Tesla CEO Elon Musk threatened to pull the company's factory and headquarters out of California and has sued local officials who have stopped the company from reopening its electric vehicle factory. In a lawsuit filed in federal court, Tesla accused the Alameda County Health Department of overstepping federal and state coronavirus restrictions when it stopped Tesla from restarting production at its factory in Fremont. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Before, you know, as far as I remember, all of it was about, you know, love one another, support one another, be affectionate, you know. And now, don't touch somebody, don't breathe in their air, general vicinity, you know, much less fart in their general direction, to go back to Monty Python. But, I mean, it's so absurd that until you point that out, they're like kind of walking in sleep because of the fear porn that's been out there so much. Even if they haven't directly taken part in it, it's just in the atmosphere, the energetics of it. And then it's sort of like a little subtle, look at it this way. Does that feel right to you? And then suddenly it's like, whoa, the curtain is lifted almost immediately. And then they say, yeah, you know what? I've been played. And I know that everybody responds differently, different language, different words in different moments. Like we had the Marine, who's a doctor of chiropractic, on yesterday, who was in Sacramento at the Capitol. And he was speaking to those jackbooted.
Oh, you talked to him yesterday,
yeah,
right? He was awesome.
Dude.
Okay, yeah.
And he was being guided, in my opinion, by spirit to speak to the heart of those people if they had the heart to hear. You know, what would you tell your kids when you go home tonight? That you beat up a pastor, that you knocked women down and arrested them for what? For speaking out, for being there. And I'm not saying there's a script for every situation. We have to be sensitive to where we are and its context. We talked about that last hour in terms of the founding of America, context, what was going on then, what's going on now. But we are being asked, I believe, to be led back to the voice of spirit, to be communicated with all the time and pay attention to that, because all of these other messages are directing us away from that in fear of one another.
Well said. I think that the messaging that's going on is so fear-based. I mean, it's so, like, completely out of sorts, because I don't watch TV. I haven't watched TV in 30 years. So a friend of mine, she was over the house the other day. Then she went back to L.A. So she went all the way back to L.A., and she's like, I just turned on the TV just to see what they're saying. She's like, this was absolutely crazy what was on TV. The fear, the pandemonium, driving the agenda with everything they've got. Now, that has to be AI-driven in the sense of, like, all these media assets that the wealthiest people in the world own, they know that there's a certain number of times they have to say new normal, new normal. There's a certain amount of times that they have to say pandemic. There's a certain amount of times that they have to say active shooter, whatever the thing is, for people to just fall in line with it. And it's just completely bizarre world. So that's probably the main thing I'm telling people is get away from that television.
Or if you do, as we have to do it in media, and Super Don is really good at that, if you really are immersed in the language of the Matrix, medical or otherwise, to be able to be detached enough from it to not be drawn into it. And it's a skill, and it's like anytime you're learning something new, you have to really immerse yourself with it and don't distract yourself by other things, or else you'll never get there. But if you've taken the time and the energy and the commitment to immerse yourself so totally in something, you can come out and then see it and see it and see it and see it. And it's like you're never, let's say, the illusion doesn't work on you anymore. I'm not saying you can't fall back due to drugs or any number of things. You could drop that consciousness again. But if you continue with your commitment and practice, you can interact in those ways. And I'm not advocating it because I don't want people to say, oh, Robert Scott Bell said it's okay to watch TV all the time. Right? That's not what I'm saying. Right? You don't need to. Don't do it. But in terms of what we're trying to communicate to the mass consciousness to some degree, those that are on the fence that might be bubbling up to say, you know what, I'm getting uncomfortable here. What else is there? Like we woke up one time in our lives. That's what we're talking about here. How do we navigate safely through an environment that, yes, there's negative technology, or technology might be neutral. It's how it's used, perhaps. But there's also the corresponding, right, the innovation to protect us in the midst of these transformations, so to speak.
You know, I was talking to a friend of mine last night about the television and the flicker frequencies of the television. And there's a certain number that you can react to, you know, in terms of flicker rates on that, you know, it's on, it's off, it's on, it's off. I think it's 120 times per second or something like that, that can hypnotize you. And they found that the people who are least capable of being hypnotized had the highest flicker rate resistance, meaning that they would no matter what, because this has all been worked out, by the way. People are like, what do you mean? It's television. It's like, look, they already worked out 40, 50 years ago what the flicker frequency is to hypnotize you so you get stuck watching that stuff. And that's the other side of what you're saying, Robert Scott Bell, is that we've got to be careful, too, that we don't just go, oh, let me just look at this, because it can suck you in, because they have perfected the art of hypnosis on television. It's perfected.
Yeah. So if you're not disgusted when you watch the television, particularly the news cycle, you're probably a victim of it at this point. So let's step it up. And, you know, there are things we can do. There are practices. And we talk nutrition all the time. We talk about the physical body being the temple, the gift. And if we abuse it, you know, there's an as above, so below principle. And, I, as I mentioned so many times over the years there, our churches, our places of worship, synagogues, temples, the people in them that are leading the congregations, they have abandoned for a long time now the care of the physical body, talking only terms of maybe some level of spirituality. In the meantime, people have been degraded so physically that they are manipulated and controlled via other churches outside of what they think they have a religious belief about, right? The rest of the week, they turn their bodies over to medical science, you call it, scientism, sci-fiantism, yeah, etc. That's also the tricks that are being played.
That's an important, yeah, you're absolutely right. And this is being played on a lot of levels, including our worldview. So let me digress here for a second on on satellites. I am sure, actually, because I investigated this for 15 years, that the idea of a satellite is a high-altitude drone balloon. Mm-hmm. And they've got them linked up with lasers. So they lock one in with the other through a laser that locks it in step with the next one, with the next one, with the next one, with the next one, creating a Skynet, pardon the pun. Mm-hmm. And that's the real technology that they're using because it's way cheaper and easier to launch. You can launch 200 balloons in a day if you're an organized corporation. NASA is said to launch 200 weather balloons a day. I mean, we're not aware of that because we think, oh, they have to get a rocket launched and all this other stuff. And it's like, no, way more of that technology is going up on high-altitude drone balloons. And this has been how it's been. I even read the declassified stuff back in the 1950s, early 1950s, of how sophisticated the balloon technology was in 1951, which would rock your world. I mean, they used to launch them across Europe, right across the Eastern Bloc, you know, and they'd let them go because the winds generally blow from west to east. They'd let them go across the Soviet Union and Eastern Europe. They'd take pictures, and then they'd scramble fighters in Alaska on the other side of the world and go and hook them in the air and bring them down and analyze the material that they had photographed. I mean, this is how advanced it was in 1951. Where it is now, once you look at it, that's a whole other subject, but this is, I just want people to know that they can launch these faster than you can believe. They can have a Skynet up and over you and probably do already, because just look at a drone. You fly a drone a certain distance away, you can't see it. You are not able to see a balloon. It's so high up there, it's twice, three times higher than an airplane. That's like trying to see a refrigerator from, 50 kilometers away. It's not happening.
We have a code as well. I'm going to bring this up right now. For those of you last time, some of you took advantage of this, and I'm grateful for that. There's a promo code at his website, RSB2020. You see it up on the screen right now, those of you watching visually, RSB2020. It's also in the show notes, as you see. Here is second hour. Avocado's with us, and we've got some stories we're covering, and we're going to get into some more gardening stuff. We have a video interview that was done prior about the viral threat issue that Avocado spoke about, and also the link to the website, davidwolf.com. And guess what? Y'all were asking about the activated charcoal. It wasn't available because he had to reject it based on, what did you say, one part per million of lead that you tested? And he's like, I'm not selling that.
Yeah, we tested it three times, and we had to reject it. It was really unfortunate. And we can't do business with them anymore because they lied to us. So this is the importance of following up and testing, and it delayed us more than a month, which has been real. You know, the demand has never been higher. But we got it last night. Super stoked.
Right, which is the point of verify, then you can trust, but even verify then. It's not about trust and verify. You got to verify, validate, and that's what you do, and that's to your credit. Are you telling me now, though, that you had to reject that you got another source tested clean and it's available right now?
That's what I'm telling you. Yes, I was so elated last night. It literally made my day today. I was like, oh, my God, we have it. And it's one of the most in-demand products that we have. And one of the things I love about activated charcoal is it resets your microbiome. This is such an important thing to know about carbon. Mm-hmm. We're a carbon-based life form. So everything about our metabolism, especially our digestive metabolism, is reset by the carbon. So in the morning when I get up, I take usually 5 activated charcoals. You don't start with 5. I've been doing this a long time. Start with 1. With water. And then that's just, it gives your body a nice reset. And it does the same with the soil because the analogy carries through. Our digestive system is like the surface of the soil, right, where things are digested, where the enzymes are active. And when you put carbon to the surface of that soil, when you plant, like, for example, I'm about to take a whole section of nettles out of our garden. I'm going to move them over to the house next door. And I'll just dig a hole, put carbon at the bottom of it, charcoal, and then just throw the sod right in there. Boom, and done. Just like that. It takes 2 minutes. And it just works. Over the years, I found that works so well because the carbon, as the interface with the new soil and the old soil, it resets everything, and it takes. Everything just takes. We had such incredible experiences last summer sprouting things with lots of carbon in the soil in our greenhouse, you know, in the winter and going into the spring, that eventually I was like, you know what, let's do some experiments and sprout it in only charcoal. Let's just do only charcoal. And that's been pretty interesting. Wow. I wouldn't say that's the best, but I was surprised how well things did. I will say that.
Well, and you mentioned rock dust earlier from quarries, mineral quarries, how the dust is not something we would necessarily eat because we don't get it that way. We don't eat rocks. But the plant life, the bacterial life, the earthworm, everything that breaks the soil and these things down, make the minerals bioavailable for the plants that we would eat or the animals that would eat the plants. And that's it's a fascinating but simple thing to do depending on where you are, what type of soil you have. These amendments don't require synthetic pellets of nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, for instance.
One way to really simplify it down is, okay, with the charcoal, you got your carbon. With the rock dust, you got your minerals. With the nitrogen, that's your compost, right? So if it's stinking, right, your compost pile is stinking up, I throw carbon on top of that to hold the smell in, or calcium to hold the smell in. Then you're holding your nitrogen in, so that's your nitrogen. Then I'll go around my yard and I'll get all of the acorn husks and all the stuff that sprouted or didn't sprout, all the nuts, basically, in the ecosystem, mostly coming from oak. And then I'll take those and I'll crush them down or burn them or deactivate them, because that's the phosphorus. So N, nitrogen, P, and then your potassium is going to come from your green leafy matter. So, for example, leaves. So we'll take a bunch of leaves. So when you put it all together, that's basically my soil science right there. Right? You got your minerals, your nitrogen, which is your compost, your phosphorus, which is the nuts and stuff you collect from the environment, your potassium is your green waste.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We are not afraid, and the fear is absolutely the mind killer. I remember that phrase from the Dune books, fear is the mind killer. It gets you out of thinking things rationally and logically and using common sense. So as long as you can stay fortified with your protocols, and I recommend that you do, because God knows what they're going to be unleashing when they say that, because now we're getting to talk about the second wave, remember? Mm-hmm. That's another thing that the algorithm said. You better say second wave in your media assets at least 3 billion times worldwide,
right,
so we can get that going and kicked on. That means that they're going to release something else. That's how I read it. That's how I look at it.
Yeah, and I've said this too. It, just from the lockdown perspective, people isolated, living in fear, not being exposed to all the things we're normally exposed to keep our immune system strong and alert and aware of things, that anything that would normally occur, the summer colds that can happen, or the flu season coming in the fall becomes the new, oh, see, we warned you, we said it, 2.0 is here, now we got to lock you down again. The question is, are people fed up enough with this? Could they see through it enough to stop it from happening again? And that's, as you said, the artificial intelligence algorithm to say, how far can we push this? How desperate are we to have to do it now? Because they're tipping it over to the point where they're not going to come back unless we strike now. And yet in the midst of it, there's this opportunity to shift consciousness because of the striking now. So it's not all lost.
Well said, man. That was good. We're in a very unique time. And so I would say this. Okay, let me just say this is my gut feeling about from the beginning, mm-hmm. which is I had heard years ago, about 2 or 3 years ago, Dr. Rudy Tanzi over there at Harvard University, the one of the Rothschilds, Edmund de Rothschild, actually approached him about aerosoling and spraying viruses over the population. He's like, I will have nothing to do with that. I want nothing to do with you. And so just that conversation even happened at all 2 or 3 years ago tells me that what they could be doing is like, hey, We need a stronger second wave to really scare the living daylights out of people. So let's release more stuff and more strains and more of this. Mm-hmm. So my recommendation very strong is that have a protocol and a strategy in place that you do every day, certain things. Like, for example, I do activated charcoal first thing in the morning. I do medicinal mushrooms every day, all day long. I do enzymes with every meal. A lot of times I'll do activated charcoal with meals as well, just to make sure there's no bacteria, anything that upsets my stomach, because that's a real big way we can break down immunity. Mm-hmm. And then on top of all that, I make sure I drink a lot of water. I take my coated silver. I do a coated silver drop every day. I brush my teeth with coated silver, so it's always in my mouth. I'm hot and cold. I, of course, go into the sauna every day. So when you have those protocols in place, then none of these really, they're really quite weak viruses.
Yeah.
They're not going to affect you. I mean, that's one thing we can say that we've learned about the coronavirus is that they're weak. They're destroyed so easily, but you really have to be weakened for them to get a hold of you.
Yeah, well said. Yeah. And doing the strategies, implementing them, being consistent with them, that includes exercise, you know, cleaning up the water. We do our Echo Water, Hydrogen Water. We do selenium is the key for me as far as key deficiencies out there in terms of stopping viral activity or what's called viral activity, dysregulation of cells. There are other things that we focus on, but it is putting all of these things into play on a regular basis, not just, oh, everybody take some synthetic GMO vitamin C because I've heard that it's good. It's like, that's not the message here. You know, there's so much more. And I will also acknowledge that the aerosolation of viruses has shown to be very weak in terms of its ability to impact negatively consistently. Aerosolizing toxic poisons and heavy metals, that is efficient in terms of downgrading your health. And then they can blame a virus. That's always the case. The virus is the cover story for toxic poisons and deficiencies. But we are out of time. We got to take a break. Our friends at UK Health Radio have to drop off. They've got their time limits. We've got a few minutes so we can come back. I don't know if you have more time or if you need to run, but either way, I've got to do a few more minutes of after show stuff.
I mean, I would love to stay on with you, but I got 2% left in my phone, so God, this thing's about to die.
All right, everybody, davidwolf.com. We've got the links. We got the discount code RSB2020. The activated charcoal is in. Abo, you're welcome back anytime. I have a great time with you. We have a good time. I just enjoy so much when you're on.
That was so much fun. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for being open to different theories and ideas about our health.
And cheers. You can rewind. Archives are available. You can replay this. Send it. Share it. Everything. Thank you, Avocado. Appreciate you.
Thanks so much. Likewise.
All right.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.